Hey friend, Dana Gresh here. It's time to take the Holy Girl walk. It makes it easier to meditate on and memorize the Bible. The secret is walking. Your brain really does love it. The back and forth movement of your legs improves memory. If you walk with me for just 16 days, you'll have a whole chapter of the Bible memorized, Psalm 130. In season 4 of the Holy Girl Walk, we're going to explore the truth that we are forgiven and free. Lace up and let's go. This season, I want to share how I came to recognize how desperately I need God's Word every single day. This lesson came from a time of desperation in my life, where the weight of shame and guilt that I was carrying from my past sin was just crushing me. I didn't look like it, but I was the girl with a past. Have you been there? Are you there right now? Friend, I have found a healing balm. I discovered it while I was listening to worship music. Right in the middle of a song, a woman's voice read words of scripture that would simply call out to me. I want you to hear what I did, so listen to this. To me, the reading of God's word has never sounded more beautiful than this. That was Chris Tomlin and one of his first Passion albums. The moment I heard that, I thought, there is someone else who feels the weight of their sin. Yeah, there was somebody else, the psalmist, the writer of Psalm 130. This writer not only discovered freedom from his record of sins, but also a twofold forever solution to his despair. One, waiting on the Lord, and two, hoping in his word. Psalm 130 is a chapter of God's word that simply changed the trajectory of my walk with Christ, period. I want to challenge you to memorize Psalm 130 and soak in God's mercy. We will wait on him. Now, no one likes waiting, but we'll look at it with a new perspective, and we'll put our hope in his word, not our world. Now, in case you're new, here's how the Holy Girl Walk works. Each day, you'll meditate on a verse or two from Psalm 130. You could just grab your Bible and go, or if you want a bit of a deeper dive, I wrote a study for you. Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130 is available exclusively at danagresh.com. Click the store link to find it. Then lace up your shoes. Take this short podcast with you. It'll be less than 5 minutes each day, and you can find it wherever you enjoy podcasts. Add some water to hydrate your body, and you're all set to take the Holy Girl Walk. Just walk, meditate, and hydrate. And hey, I am partial to the ESV and NLT translations of Scripture, but since I originally memorized Psalm 130 in the NIV, this study will predominantly use that version. You can use whatever version you wish. Oh, and I have a special love for the mother-daughter bond. You might know that. I treasure my own girls so much, and I love depositing God's presence into them. So let me just encourage you to walk with your daughter or your spiritual daughters if you have them. In fact, for 7 to 12-year-old girls, my True Girl podcast, Season 20, Songs for the Climb, encourages younger ones to memorize Psalm 130 or a portion of it. And it has some age-appropriate and creative experiences. You might enjoy them yourself. Stacy and I are basically live on location in Israel, where ancient Jewish pilgrims would have experienced the words of Psalm 130. It's a podcast for the young and the young at heart. Now, what are you waiting for? Let's take the Holy Girl Walk again. Before you go, I hope you know I wrote a study guide for the Holy Girl Walk Season 4, Forgiven and Free, a 16-day Bible memory guide to Psalm 130 is available exclusively at my websites, danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. The memory guide contains a super brief Bible study and a daily Bible reading plan to complement the verse of the day. Again, you'll find that at danagresh.com or mytruegirl.com. And during the month of November, it's available as a thank you gift for a donation of $25 or more to the ministry I lead, True Girl. Okay, that's all you need to start the Holy Girl Walk.